It's time now for a tale or two from the Summer Learning Program at the Dorman Library. In cooperation with Big Country WABH Radio, you can hear these stories for kids every Saturday morning at this time. Miss Kathleen and Miss Tara will be your storytellers. Our program is brought to you by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty Kay Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, along with Yogi Bear's Yellowstone Park.
Hi, everyone. This is Miss Kathleen from the Dorman Library, bringing you our summer learning program's Imagine Your Story. The first book I have for you today is The Squeaky Door. It is based on a Puerto Rican folk song, and it is retold by Margaret Reed McDonald and published by HarperCollins. Little boy went to Grandma's house to spend the night. Grandma said, "I have a surprise for you. You get to sleep in the big brass bed all by yourself. But are you going to be scared?" Little boy said, "No, not me." Grandma tucked the boy in. She kissed the boy goodnight. "Now when I go out and turn off the light and close the door, are you going to be scared?" "No, not me." So Grandma tiptoed out. She turned off the light. Click! She closed the door. Little boy began to cry. "Ah!" Grandma ran back inside. "Oh my goodness, were you scared?" "No, not me." "I think you were scared. How would you like to sleep with the cat?" "Yes, yes, yes." So Grandma brought the cat from the cat basket. She tucked the cat in. She kissed the cat goodnight. She kissed the boy goodnight. "Now when I go out and turn off the light and close the door, are you going to be scared?" "No, not me." So Grandma tiptoed out. She turned off the light. Click! She closed the door. "Ah! Meow!" "Oh my goodness, were you scared?" "No, not me." "How would you like to sleep with the dog?" "Yes, yes, yes." So Grandma brought the dog from the doghouse, and she tucked the dog in. She kissed the boy goodnight. She kissed the cat goodnight. She kissed the dog goodnight. "Now when I go out and turn off the light and close the door, are you going to be scared?" "No, not me." So Grandma tiptoed out. She turned off the light. Click! She closed the door. "Oh my goodness, were you scared?" "No, not me." "I know. Would you like to sleep with the pig?" "Yes, yes, yes." So Grandma brought the pig from the pig pen. She tucked the pig in. She kissed the boy goodnight. She kissed the cat goodnight. She kissed the dog goodnight. She kissed the pig goodnight. Yuck. "Now when I go out and turn off the light and close the door, are you going to be scared?" "No, not me." So Grandma tiptoed out. She turned off the light. Click! She closed the door. "Ah! Meow! Woof, woof, woof! Oink, 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 oink." "Oh my goodness, were you scared?" "No, not me." "I have an idea. Why don't you sleep with the horse?" "Yes, yes, yes." So Grandma went out to the stable and got the horse. She tucked the horse in. Then she kissed the boy goodnight. She kissed the cat goodnight. She kissed the dog goodnight. She kissed the pig goodnight. Yuck. She kissed the horse goodnight. "Now when I go out and turn off the light and close the door, are you going to be scared?" "No, not me." So Grandma tiptoed out. She turned off the light. Click! She closed the door. "Ah! Meow!" Woof, woof, oink, 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 oink. The bed broke. "Oh my goodness, this will never do. This will never do." Grandma put the horse back. She put the pig back. She put the dog back. She put the cat back, and Grandma put the little boy in bed with her and Grandpa that night. And next morning, Grandma got out her tool chest, and she fixed that broken bed. Then she got out her oil can. She oiled that squeaky door. Glub, 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 glub. Glub, 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 glub. Glub, 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 glub. No sound at all. Yes. And that night, Grandma tucked little boy in. She tucked the cat in and nobody else. Then she kissed the boy goodnight. She kissed the cat goodnight. Now when I go out and turn off the light and close the door, are you going to be scared? No, not me. So Grandma tiptoed out. She turned off the light. Click. She closed the door. Shh. She listened. She heard the little boy snoring. She heard the cat snoring. And yes, cats really sound like that when they snore. And that's the story of Grandma, Little Boy, and the Squeaky Door. We'll be right back with your next story.
If you're looking for freshly baked donuts, breads, rolls, and cakes, you'll find them at the Betty Kay Bake Shop. They also offer cookies, cupcakes, pies often made with fresh local ingredients, and low sugar and gluten-free options. They continue to practice COVID-19 health guidelines with masks required and only two people in the store at one time. Open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., except Friday, they are open till 5:30. The Betty Kay Bake Shop on Liberty Street in downtown Bath. It doesn't taste any better.
Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park offers your family a whole lot of fun. This beautiful camping resort offers a 10-acre pond, swimming pool, playground, and plenty of activities designed for the whole family. They can accommodate any size RV, along with offering rustic cabins and RV rentals. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is located ideally in the Finger Lakes wine country, with wineries, state parks, and gorges nearby. Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park is perfect for visiting family, friends, and is a great place to get away from it all.
Welcome back to Imagine Your Story from the Dorman Library. Our second book of the day is Stephanie's Ponytail by Robert Munch, and it's published by Anik Press. One day, Stephanie went to her mom and said, "None of the kids in my class have a ponytail. I want a nice ponytail coming right out the back." So Stephanie's mom gave her a nice ponytail coming right out the back. When Stephanie went to school, the other kids looked at her and said, "Ugly, ugly, very ugly." Stephanie said, "It's my ponytail, and I like it." The next morning, when Stephanie went to school, all the other girls had ponytails coming out the back. Stephanie looked at them and said, "You are all a bunch of copycats. You just do whatever I do. You don't have a brain in your heads." The next morning, the mom said, "Stephanie, would you like a ponytail coming out the back?" Stephanie said, "No." "Then that's that," said her mom. "That's the only place you can do ponytails." "No, it's not," said Stephanie. "I want one coming out the side, just above my ear." "Very strange," said the mom. "Are you sure that is what you want?" "Yes," said Stephanie. So her mom gave Stephanie a nice ponytail coming out right above her ear. When she went to school, the other kids saw her and said, "Ugly, ugly, very ugly." Stephanie said, "It's my ponytail, and I like it." The next morning, when Stephanie came to school, all the girls, and even some of the boys, had nice ponytails coming out just above their ears. The next morning, the mom said, "Stephanie, would you like a ponytail coming out the back?" Stephanie said, "No." "Would you like one coming out the side?" "No." "Then that's that," said her mom. "There is no other place you can do ponytails." "Yes, there is," said Stephanie. "I want one coming out of the top of my head, like a tree." "That's very, very strange," said her mom. "Are you sure that is what you want?" "Yes," said Stephanie. So her mom gave Stephanie a nice ponytail coming out of the top of her head like a tree. And when Stephanie went to school, the other kids saw her and said, you know what they said, "Ugly, ugly, very ugly." Stephanie said, "It's my ponytail and I like it." The next day, all of the girls and all of the boys had ponytails coming out the top. It looked like broccoli was growing out of their heads. The next morning, the mom said, "Stephanie, would you like a ponytail coming out the back?" Stephanie said, "No." "Would you like one coming out the side?" "No." "Would you like one coming out the top?" "No." "Then that is definitely that," said the mom. There is no other place you can do ponytails. Yes, there is, said Stephanie. I want one coming out the front and hanging down in front of my nose. But nobody will know if you are coming or going, her mom said. Are you sure that is what you want? Yes, said Stephanie. So her mom gave Stephanie a nice ponytail coming out the front. On the way to school, she bumped into 4 trees, 3 cars, 2 houses, and 1 principal. When she finally got to her class, the other kids saw her and said, "Ugly, ugly, very ugly." Stephanie said, "It's my ponytail, and I like it." The next day, all of the girls and all of the boys and even the teacher had ponytails coming out the front and hanging down in front of their noses. None of them could see where they were going. They bumped into the desks and they bumped into each other. They bumped into the walls, and by mistake, 3 girls went into the boys' bathroom. Stephanie yelled, "You are a bunch of brainless copycats. You just do whatever I do. When I come tomorrow, I am going to have shaved my head." The first person to come the next day was the teacher. She had shaved her head and she was bald. The next to come were the boys. They had shaved their heads and they were bald. The next to come were the girls. They had shaved their heads and they were bald. The last person to come was Stephanie, and she had a nice little ponytail coming right out the back. Thanks for joining us today. I've got one last joke for you, and then we'll head out for the day. So here it is. This is in honor of the squeaky door. 10 cats were on a boat. 1 jumped off. How many were left? None. They were all copycats. So again, thanks for joining us. Watch our Facebook page to stay connected with what's going on at the Dorman Library. Hope you have a great day.
The Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm is proud to support the Dorman Library and their summer reading program on WABH Radio. Joint and Von Hagen is the successor to attorney William Joint's successful solo practice of more than 20 years in Bath. With the addition of Catherine Von Hagen, the practice focuses on residential and commercial real estate, estate planning, estate administration, and probate. Joint and Von Hagen is now located at 113 East Tobin Street in Bath, and they're committed to establishing and maintaining trusted legal relationships with their clients.
Summer is here, and the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is celebrating with a home improvement loan special. Thinking of a new roof, a new addition, or maybe some other home project is planned and you need money? Steuben Citizens is offering great rates. You can borrow as much as $15,000 at 4.5% up to 60 months. Must meet member lending eligibility requirements. When you need a great loan rate, the Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union is with you every step of the way on Wilson Avenue, where membership has its privilege.
That concludes our stories for this week, presented by members of the Dorman Library staff. We hope you have enjoyed it. Your comments are welcome. Our program has been sponsored by Steuben Citizens Federal Credit Union, the Betty K. Bake Shop, Joint and Von Hagen Law Firm, and Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park. You're listening to Big Country WABH, the home of the greatest country hits of all time.